such a long time.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Vice President Kamala Harris has now secured about half the delegates needed for the Democratic nomination, more than 24 hours after President Biden dropped his bid for re-election. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries today on Capitol Hill.
I'm looking forward and excited for the meeting that we will have in short order with Vice President Kamala Harris.
He stopped short of endorsing Harris, but CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us support from Democrats is streaming in.
Harris spent more than 10 hours, according to her campaign, on the phone yesterday, reaching out to more than 100 Democratic politicians, stakeholders, donors, activists, as she works to solidify support within the party.
Harris has also collected more than $80 million in donations since Biden's decision. She took a moment today to honor the president's service.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history. In one term, he has already, yes, you may clap.
The president's expected to address the nation later this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's headed to Washington now to meet with President Biden.
This will be an opportunity to thank him for the things he did for Israel in the war and during his long and distinguished career in public service as senator, as vice president, and as president.
He's also requested a meeting with Donald Trump. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle's owning up to security mistakes during Trump's attempted assassination in Pennsylvania.
As a director of the United States Secret Service, I take full responsibility for any security lapse of our agency.
Her lack of responses also angered some members of the House Oversight Committee today. Chairman James Comer called for her to resign. Parents are dropping a lot of cash this year on back-to-school supplies. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
Auditing and consulting firm Deloitte has released its annual study on back-to-school shopping plans and found that households will spend an average of $586 per child this year, about the same as last year. Deloitte says of the more than $31 billion expected to be spent on back-to-school shopping this summer, more than $12 billion will be spent on clothing and accessories, and more than $7 billion on school supplies.
Forget Florida. The best state to retire is Delaware. Bankrate analyst Alex Gailey.
It ranks well when it comes to quality of health care. It has a light tax burden, affordable homeowners insurance, and fairly good weather. There's not that many, really any natural disasters in Delaware.
West Virginia and Georgia round out the top three. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. About 3,300 people in Racine County lost power this afternoon due to a crash on Highway 11 near Menards. The outages were mainly concentrated in Sturtevant. A pickup truck rolled over in Kenosha County Saturday, hitting two telephone poles before coming to a rest on its side. The driver and passenger were helped out and declined medical assistance. The Sheriff's Department is investigating. Vice President Kamala Harris, now a presidential candidate, is set to visit Milwaukee tomorrow. The specific locations for her campaign stops have not yet been released. A dispute between Mount Pleasant and Racine over water service approvals is threatening to delay Microsoft's data center project. Leaders are meeting this week in an attempt to resolve the impasse. The hospital in downtown Kenosha will become a 72-bed addiction treatment center. It's scheduled to open next summer and will offer detox and residential care services. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
No contract for Jordan Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers still negotiating with Jordan Love's agency, Athletes First, the same that represent Aaron Rodgers, for a new deal for Love. They informed the team's vice president of finance, Russ Ball, Saturday night, no deal, no Jordan Love at practice. How far apart are the two sides? GM Brian Gutekunst met with reporters today.
Yeah, no, that's a good question, but you know, we're going to keep those things internal. We're not going to kind of like talk about those things, you know, openly, but it's a really good working relationship between Russ and his agents, and like I said, it's these things are, you know, they're big deals, and it takes a little bit of time to get it right for, you know, for what we need. But we I feel we're close, you know, no real timetables as far as how long it's going to take.
Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series against the Cubs at Wrigley Field tonight. Their crew coming off a two-game sweep of the Twins in Minnesota. The Bucks are back home in Milwaukee after losing all five games in the NBA Summer League action in Las Vegas. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with storms possible late. Muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. Highs from the mid-70s to near 80. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
Kingsmen and Louie Louie on WRJN. Now, I know every time you hear that song, you think, what the heck are they singing? All right, well, let me help you out a little bit here. The first verse, they sing, a fine little girl, she waits for me. Me catch the ship across the sea. Me sailed that ship all alone. Me never think I'll make it home. You're welcome. Here's Buffalo Springfield on WRJN.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Just
And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. Well, yesterday, Eric Haas had a good day, as heard on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
It's one out now, Eric Haas. Deep to center field, Buxton going back. Buxton will turn, and that one is gone. Eric Haas to the right of dead center field, his second home run today. And the Brewers add on and now lead 8-5.
Eric Haas, second homer of the game. This is third since getting called up by the Brewers.
Brewers are in Chicago tonight to take on the Cubs. You'll hear it here on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Free game at 6:30, first pitch about 7:05.
Hey, folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at WIStateFair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons. Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, make an appointment to join Terry Havel for his much heralded Rock and Roll Never Forgets show. It's Saturdays from 10 till 2 on WRJN. It's the stories behind the hits and the stars we play every day and some songs you may have forgotten about. Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturdays on WRJN.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN from the Rolling Stones and Get Off My Cloud. It was on this date in 1965 that Mick Jagger and Bill Wyman and Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones were each fined £5 apiece by the London courts. Why urinating in public? Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a state. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A dispute between Mount Pleasant and Racine over water service approvals is threatening to delay Microsoft's $3.3 billion data center project. That's according to the Milwaukee Business Journal. Mount Pleasant officials allege that Racine has imposed a de facto development ban, while Racine argues that the changed circumstances since the Foxconn agreements have altered the economic landscape. Leaders are set to meet this week in an attempt to resolve the impasse and move the project forward. The hospital in downtown Kenosha is set to become an addiction treatment center. Operations are scheduled to begin next summer. The 72-bed Kenosha Addiction Center is a collaboration between Guardian Recovery and Frederick South. It'll take up three floors of the downtown hospital. The new facility will offer detox and residential care services. EAA Air Venture starts today. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Over 10,000 airplanes are expected to land at Whitman Airport. More than 13,000 sites and aircraft and drive-in camping accounted for an estimated 40,000 visitors last year. And the weather there usually turns severe. If you're headed to Oshkosh, be sure to text OSHALERT to 1-855-485-5674 for severe weather warnings while you're there. I'm Brittany Merlot.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with storms possible late. Muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. Highs from the mid-70s to near 80. Right now, it's 78 degrees.
Shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure. John at the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. Saturday, and the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Joel and Piano Man on WRJN. Now, Billy Joel actually did work as a piano player at a bar back in the day, and there's a line in that song, Paul is a real estate novelist. All right, there was this guy, Paul, that would always come into the bar. He was a real estate broker, but he always claimed to be working on a book. But Billy Joel figured he would never finish that book because, well, he was always at the bar.
tell me your name. Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Vollmann, this afternoon. So there was a guy in Germany who had to be rescued. An 83-year-old man was pushing his bicycle in the middle of a highway after he gave up trying to pedal to Luxembourg. See, that would be me. I'm not 83 yet, but that would still be me. I'd be trying to bicycle somewhere and then be like, oh, I just can't make it. Get off the bike and push it. That would be me.
We all love Saturdays, but are they really all that rewarding? I mean, do you really feel rewarded after mowing the lawn or doing all your I gotta do this because today's the weekend, whatevers? Well, Potawatomi wants your Saturdays to be the most rewarding ever with a share of $400,000 in cash and prizes. Just play this July for prize drawing entries. Win on Saturdays. Plus, each Potawatomi rewards level gets their own drawing. Rewarding Saturdays at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. For more details, visit paysbig.com/reward. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Wisconsin State Fair is almost here. Are you ready for it? Snag your discounted admission tickets and more by July 26th. Don't forget your fair favorites like Bargain Books, Cream Puffs, Spin City Ride and Game Tickets, and the Wonder Fair Wheel. Time's running out faster than a racing pig, so start planning your day. Feel good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through 11th.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearl and a diamond ring. Got braids, but so a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Lord, help her. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. To be the body girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real fun singer and I like her mad fat. Devil with a blue red
mama calls. From the early morning to the early night, she was smiling, rocking at the awesome tonight. Good gal and Miss Mary, she's sure like a ball. Oh yeah, rocking and you're rolling. Can you hear your mama call?
Tell me now.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It's a weird day in Beatles history. On this date in 1963, the first U.S. Beatles album called Introducing the Beatles was pressed. The problem was the company that pressed the records didn't actually have the legal rights to them. Here are the Beatles. This is Something on WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Investigators have finally released body camera footage in the deadly police shooting of